American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document Page, 931. Here is the translated text as follows. Index 891 Nixon, Hoar Counsel for the United States in the trial of James T. Callender for libel, 821. His opening speech to the jury, 840, 841. His second speech to the jury, 851, 856. New trials refused by the Supreme Court after the conviction of Edward B. D. Worrell for the murder of Basil H. Gordon, 161. Refused by Judge Rowan after the conviction of Leo Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, 410. Also refused by the Supreme Court of Georgia, 410. Also refused by Judge Hill, who succeeded Judge Rowan, 410. Also refused by the Supreme Court of the United States, 410. Nicholas, Pamir N. Counsel for the prisoner in the trial of James T. Callender for libel, 821. Asks for a continuance, which is granted, 822, 823. Refused postponement of the trial until the next term, 827, 830. Challenges the array of jurors, 830. His speech for the prisoner, 865. Nickel, William Counsel for the prisoner in the trial of Nicholas Bayard for high treason, 522. His speech to the jury for the prisoner, 531, 534. Nicholson, Francis Lieutenant Governor of the Province of New York, 518. Narratus, Mr. Counsel for the prisoner in the trial of Alexander Wistelow for bastardy, 563. Olives, Perez Judge in the trial of William Weems and other British soldiers for the murder of Crispus Attucks and others, 418. Perry, Rosser Treat Counsel for the prosecution in the trial of William Weems and other British soldiers for the murder of Crispus Attucks and others, 421. His closing address to the jury, 480, 486. Perkins, Richard Judge in the trial of Thomas Cooper for libel, 778. Fagan, Mary Trial of Leo Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, 182, 414. Pivert, William Counsel for the prisoner in the trial of John Hodges for treason, 164. Objects to the court's instruction on what constitutes treason, 170.